Dear listeners, welcome to another reading in the program series, Find Yourself, Words of Life. Just one sentence can brighten your disposition. Today we may again read several chapters from the book, A Lot of Life. We are merely guests on Earth, becoming older or being old. This book, with tips for every age, was written by Gabriele, the prophetess and emissary of God. The chapter that we begin with today has the title, The New Goal, A New Vision of the Future, A Gain in Life from the Day, Gabriele writes. Especially the retirement age, which could also be described as the age of maturity, would be helpful for many people, provided they do not evaluate it in such a way, and ultimately devalue it, that they now feel close to the end of their earthly existence. Then, gloom, hopelessness, and despondency move in. On the other hand, those who see themselves in a new phase of their lives, which again has other tasks, that could possibly be richer and more fulfilling than the period in which the workplace had priority, use the chance to welcome many a new talent in themselves that fulfills them and also radiates to others. The one who frees himself from the old patterns of thinking and from outdated habits of life gives himself new life, a lot of life. He will strive toward the higher life, which is to be taken from the commandments of God and the teachings of Jesus the Christ. If he sets himself a corresponding goal, then old age in particular becomes worth living. Many old people who have been despondent and frustrated for years or decades by dwelling on corresponding thoughts are resigned because they did not achieve this or that in their youth, or because people were unfriendly to them, or even made their life on earth difficult. If you ride this horse, you gallop through the days and do not feel that every day can be a gain, because it brings not only problems and worries, but also opportunities which, if you perceive them, bring joy and, above all, a lot of life. Especially in old age, we should become aware that we cannot bring back anything that has passed. It simply belongs to the past. In our thoughts, we may very well review our past again and again. But what is the point, and who does it benefit? Those who live in the past more than in the day, which also shows the elderly a lot of nice and less nice things that could be analyzed and stimulate many a recognition, have become old. But anyone who looks more closely at what is tormenting him from the past and asks himself the question, what was my part in this or that not so good situation, will gradually free himself from the pressure of what has not been dealt with.
Gabriele writes further, if a person is concerned with rectifying his part, if he is willing to forgive the other or to ask for forgiveness for his mistakes, then he begins to gain from the day what it brings with it, life, a lot of life. He will strive to examine his thinking and behavior more and more, so that he becomes aware of the present. The present, the moment of the day, has a different content for each person, which carries within a subsequent perspective that makes a new life apparent. It is worthwhile to let this new vision of the future develop in and on oneself. It is called living in the day. Let us take note of the following, writes Gabriella and explains. It is not the years of life that make a person old. A person makes himself old through brooding, envious thinking, and disparaging behavior toward others. No one can avoid admitting to himself that he is getting older. People do get older, but being old is characterized by thinking and behaving wrongly. No energy is lost. Our thoughts are also energy. That is why, over time, everyone becomes what he constantly thinks. Anyone who sets positive accents in his life on earth adds years to his life, as well as sprightliness and health. Anyone who learns early on to grow older with thoughtfulness will not devote himself to growing old. People who have not stopped learning in the middle of their life on earth remain spiritually active, dynamic, and filled with zest for life. They will not be disappointed and bitter in old age. They know that each day brings many nice or even not nice things. But it brings even more life, so that we may achieve a gain in our life from it. The next chapter is headed with the words, "The Golden Rule for Life, the Key to the True Life, to Secureness and Inner Security." The early recognition that we are merely guests on earth will not let us be satisfied with old, lazy habits that hold many people captive. Anyone who is aware of this always keeps his gaze directed to within, to the very basis of the soul, where God dwells, in the knowledge that God is love, beauty, purity, justice. He is the eternal life. From this knowledge, this wisdom, the one who keeps the golden rule for life every day will draw a gain in life. Do not do to others what you do not want to have done to you. God is always there for us, for each individual, because we are His children. In reality, no person is alone. God, the Spirit of our eternal Father, is in us. Whether young or old, the one who lives in this awareness knows that all the forces of infinity, the divine order, His will, His wisdom, His earnestness, His patience, kindness, His love and His mercy, gentleness, are in His inner being, in His innermost being, the spiritual, divine core of His soul. He knows that by thinking and living in accordance with the law of God, he will become permeable as a human being for the primordial power potential from God that lends him the inner strength to stand above the trumpery and the deviances of this world, above the illusory world of externalization, which Satan infiltrated into humankind in order to lead it astray into this separation from God. Anyone who is aware of this is not faint-hearted. He does not surrender to the weaknesses of all to humanness. From the awareness of the eternal power, love, and wisdom, he demands the highest of himself. This enables him to serve his fellow people and God and to do the works of the love for God and neighbor. God's power, love, and wisdom will help and support him in every situation of life.
Dear listeners, do you also experience that from time to time there are hours or days when your disposition is somewhat sad, when worries get you down? In these situations, words like the following from Gabriele help me. She writes, "A person who follows the golden rule of life holds the key to the true life in his hands. For there is only one truth, and that is God. The one who has realized this will not let himself go. He will also not slacken when it comes to challenging himself. At no stage of our existence is there a standstill of life. Life is evolution. This means for the person, life is an inestimable gain, because each day brings a lot of life. Those who become aware of this at a young age and set themselves higher goals keep their bodies elastic and provide them with the necessary resilience into old age." Gabriele writes, "I repeat, each person becomes what he thinks and affirms. If he has filled his world of thoughts with the illusory values of this world, and if he has become them, then, depending on the nature of his thoughts, it often becomes very difficult to change his way of thinking, to set himself a higher, even spiritual life goal. But anyone who still recognizes himself on his wrong track and understands the dead end into which he has gotten himself, who does not give up, who again and again calls on Christ, the light of the heart, for support and help, who consistently makes use of the energy of the day, I emphasize consistently, and perseveres, can still take steps in his older years, so that, bit by bit, the narrowness of his consciousness can expand ever more. It depends on whether the person really wants to. Young people want to shape their future. The young person feels the strength of his body and the spontaneity that is not yet seeking a fixed place. The older person, on the other hand, seeks support and stability. In the course of life on earth, many a one will realize that in the long run, neither people nor money and goods can offer them support. However, those who have learned to entrust themselves to the spirit of life with faith and devotion, that is, those who have set themselves higher ethical and moral values and striven toward them, feel safe in old age, in the Almighty and All-Wise Spirit. For them, life on earth is a task to truly live. For the life is a fine ethical basic vibration that radiates to us from the heavens. As soon as the human being overcomes his fearful moods and inhibitions, which marginalize many a one, he transforms himself. His life gains harmony, which means security in God. Harmony is a wonderful balance in old age. Those who possess it are truly rich. Dear listeners, let us take these hopeful words from Gabriele from the book A Lot of Life. We are merely guests on earth, becoming older or being old, along with us into our daily life. They could make our days worthwhile, and each day can be a gain in life at every age. We wish you and all of us much strength and a lot of life. A warm greetings in God, and goodbye.